You know what? We get a chance to really look and get to know a player once he's here, but we want to go out now to Brendan Cristall, the Mile High Sports Radio in Denver, and get Brendan's take on what he was like as a player last year. Get Brandon's take on what he was like as a player last year, only because his years in the middle seemed to be sandwiched by really good stuff. In 2009, as a rookie, you know, had a pretty good year. 2013, a really fantastic year. And Brandon, what made him so good in 2013? Was it Peyton Manning? Was it the scheme? Or was it just him finally being healthy?
Well, I think it was a kind of a combination of all of that. And then the Broncos' willingness to use him. You know, he kind of got lost in the shuffle, and then there was even some doubt whether or not he'd make the team. But talking to him, he felt pretty confident, knew those young guys last year. When you talk about Monte Ball and Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson, an undrafted rookie who were getting all the looks in camp, he knew where his place was. And the bottom line was he could protect Peyton Manning the best. He was good in blitz pickup. He was actually really good in blitz pickup. I don't know if he got beat the entire season or the year before. And when you talk about, I mean, he's going to become Ryan Tannehill's best friend in that regard, because at the end of the day, I think in this NFL, while it's nice to have game breakers, you want a guy that's first and foremost not going to turn the ball over, and then secondly, run for positive yards. But, you know, third and eight or third and nine is still better than the other team having the ball. And Knowshon protected the ball really well, and he protected the quarterback even better.
Brandon Cristall, Mile High Sports Radio. We'll get a chance to catch up with him and learn a little bit more about Knowshon Moreno. It's been reported that Knowshon had signed a one-year deal with the Miami Dolphins. And I want to ask you, Brandon, about his pass-catching ability. We know he's a good blocker. We feel like he's a good three-down back. He rushed for over 1,000 yards. But catching the football, he has something special about him when he gets his hand on the football in space, over 500 yards on 60 receptions, 3 touchdowns. Give us a little insight of what he does outside when that dump off comes to him, or in the screen game when he gets his hands on the foot in the football in space.
Yeah, I think that's where he's the most dynamic, and that was the thought with Peyton Manning coming in the last couple of years, that the offense would really play to his strengths, especially when they got him the ball out on the edge. And they probably could have done more of it last year, but Peyton had so many weapons on offense in the passing game, and he left Knowshon in plenty. But you're talking about 60 catches and getting in the end zone 3 times. We all seen the highlights from all the way back at Georgia when he's hurdling guys. Well, it was a lot easier for him to get to the edge catching the ball than running it to get there, even though the Broncos have been pretty good in their run blocking the last couple of years. For whatever reason, Knowshon and the other backs aren't really running well to the edge in this offense. But when he catches the ball out of the backfield, we saw it, and we talked about his good rookie year and his good year last year. The flashes that he showed, I mean, he used to light the Chiefs up, it seemed like, in a screen game. Even the game he got hurt a couple of years ago in Kansas City, the Tim Tebow year, where he tore his ACL, he still looked really good catching the ball out of the backfield. So I think that's a weapon that the Dolphins, if Joe Philbin really wanted to dial it up, they could exploit. You could look at maybe, you know, one of those guys. We don't see it very often, but, you know, have a 100 catch year for a guy out of the backfield.
Mm. Brandon, two-part question here. Give us Dolphins down here in South Florida the answer to the following. When it comes to Knowshon Moreno, is he, what comes natural to him, and what does he struggle with, if there is anything that he struggles with? And then give us an idea of how he is in short yardage situation, the attitude that he runs with.
Well, I think he showed last year, and this is probably a credit to Wilson McGahee, who obviously Dolphin fans are familiar with for his time at the U, and then he's had some pretty good success, maybe not as much as had he not torn his knee. But I think he learned to be patient running the ball and take what's out there. But he does run hard. He showed a toughness between the tackles last year especially, but even the year before when McGahee went down, Peyton's first year here, to run the ball tough and get hard yards. Now, he's not going to, you know, be Jerome Bettis or anything like that, or even Larry Zonka from way back before any of our time, but, you know, that's not who he is. But he will stick his nose in there and go get those hard yards. I think that the biggest issue is something that he, you know, was chronicled on Sports Illustrated. He gets really emotional, and after a run, whether it be a 3-yard first down gain or a 15, 17, 18 yard where he jumps over a guy, he jumps up quick and he's really, really excited and overly emotional, so much so that playing the game, you know, has him crying, streaming tears that make it, you know, coast-to-coast news. But I think that to get him on a one-year deal, it's kind of mind-blowing that the Broncos didn't want him back for just one more year. I thought when he was negotiating with the Dolphins, and I talked to some people close to him, that he'd be looking at a multi-year deal. So I think, regardless of what the money is, the Dolphins are getting a really good player coming off his best year who's still going to be looking to prove something because he's only signed a one-year deal.
Brandon, when you talk about Nauseam Marino, down here with the Dolphins right there on our roster, you look at Lamar Miller, a young running back. Daniel Thomas, a guy coming in, and he's been here for a few years. And Mike Gillislee, who was drafted last year. We saw Brent Grimes come in here last year and totally change the dynamic and the landscape of the defensive back. He was playing with the rest of the defensive back. He was coaching these guys up. Is this something that Nauseam Marino can be able to come in to do? So by asking that, how is he with the other players and being able to help those younger guys out? Because he's going to be a veteran in this backfield, and they're going to need his help a little bit.
Yeah, and if you'd asked me that question a year ago, 18 months ago, I'm not sure that my answer is going to be what I'm about to give you. But I know for a fact, talking to those young guys that I mentioned, specifically Monte Ball, that Nauseam looked around the running back room, and once Willis McGahee was cut right before the start of training camp, he knew that he was going to have to be that guy that led that room, and he did that. And I think a couple things happened. He had a kid a couple years ago. He got into some trouble off the field when he was pulled over for a DUI. He had a license plate on his Bentley that he bought with his first-round money that said Sauced. And I think he just grew up because he just kind of had to, and it happens. You know, for different guys, it happens different times, whether it's right when they come into the league or a couple of years in. And he was the veteran presence in that locker room. They used to make fun of and in that running back room. They'd make fun of Monte Ball because they called him Nauseam's puppy because he followed him everywhere. And even with some guys with some, you know, a couple of years under their belt, I think Nauseam will come in and help stabilize a room. It's probably, you know, at least it's me on the outside looking in, probably looking for an identity or a leader to say, hey, this is how you approach things. And to be honest, being around Peyton Manning only made every single teammate that he had on the offensive side, but really on both sides of the ball, realize what it means to be a true professional and come to work every single day. So I think that'll rub off. And you'll probably hear stories out of New York about Eric Decker there with the Jets and what he means to their room, Zane Beatles with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and guys that, you know, have benefited from the time spent around Peyton Manning. But Nauseam Marino, I think, took what he learned from McGahee, took what he learned from Manning, and is going to be able to use it next year. And I think, the Dolphins could be one of those teams. We see the playoff turnover every year. You had five new teams this year. I wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins, I really like a lot of their roster. I wouldn't be surprised if they sneak into one of those last two playoff spots.
Brandon, we hope you're right, because the Miami Dolphins made a lot of moves last offseason. Looks like they're making more moves in this offseason. They get Brandon Albert at tackle, and the reports are they're signing a one-year contract with Nauseam Marino. So Brandon Cristal of Mile High Sports Radio out in Denver, really appreciate your insight on the fifth-year running back. Hopefully he'll be running for the Miami Dolphins real soon. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. You'll really enjoy talking to him. Nauseam's a neat kid, and I think he's really coming into his own. And like I said, he has something to prove. So thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, right, thanks for Brandon. Joining us. Really appreciate it. A lot of great insight from Brandon Cristal, the Mile High Sports Radio out in Denver. And it's good, anytime you're around a guy like Peyton Manning, I mean, it's going to rub off on you. It has to. The way he practices, the way he is in meetings, the way he's a attention to detail guy, no matter what position, you're going to take a little bit of that with you to wherever you go. And I think that's going to help anybody that's in a situation that was a free agent going to another team that maybe was on the outside looking in to the playoffs. That's going to add to you, not only your position, but whatever team you join, you get a little bit more of to be a professional, I think, the way you approach your craft.